Peyton, Belichick said today he has as much respect for you as anyone that's not on his team. What is the challenge of facing a Belichick defense, especially in the playoffs? You've encountered that. What makes it so difficult?
Well, I think their entire team is extremely well coached. You know, not just their defense, their offense, their special teams. Every time I've ever played against these guys, it's always taken all three phases playing well if you were going to have a chance to win. So it's a real credit to all of their coaches, to their players for taking the coaching and doing what the coaches are telling them. So it's always been a tough team to play against. They've always had a lot of talent, and you combine that with excellent coaching. It's a tough combination.
Peyton, when you were going through your really difficult days of rehab, how much did you imagine that you would be standing in front of that banner in front of us today?
Right. I really tried just to kind of take it one week at a time and to stay in the moment. Try not to get too far ahead. Try not to assume anything, that any type of finality or any type of, hey, this is what's going to happen in 3 weeks or 4 weeks. I truly kind of followed the old cliche, one week at a time. And tried to stay patient, and I think that served me well because there's no question a lot has happened this season that has been very different for me of any other season that I've played in 18 years. So staying patient, taking it slow, one week at a time, that has certainly helped me.
Peyton, a large part of your career has come down to whether or not you can beat these guys, beat Brady. You get sick of these guys after a while, irritated, annoyed?
Well, hey, they're there for a reason. They're an excellent football team. They're playing, I think, in their 10th AFC championship, for a reason. They've had excellent continuity, from Coach Belichick to Tom Brady. You know, there's a reason, their head coach and quarterback have been there for as long as they have, because they both been outstanding at their respective jobs. And so you have to give them a lot of credit. And when the season schedule comes out and you know you're going to play against them in the regular season, every time after that final second ticks off, you have a good feeling that you probably will see them again if you do your job and get to the playoffs. And that's been the case certainly a number of times for me.
Peyton, can you just talk about Emmanuel Sanders and what he's meant to this team, not only as a player, but just as a part of this team?
Right. Well, Emmanuel loves football. He's a very competitive guy. He loves to practice. If you watch him after practice, he's always catching extra passes, running sprints and routes after practice. And so he truly does love football. And his energy and his spirit has made a big difference on this football team. And so I've really enjoyed playing with him these past 2 years, and really have great respect for the way he goes about his business and the passion he has for football.
Peyton, how did you feel about the way that Coach Kubiak managed your situation when you were out, I guess, from the time during the Kansas City game through this? And was there anything you maybe appreciated about the way he managed it?
Well, like I said, it was a unique situation. It was a different situation for me. I can't speak for him, but he and I did communicate, every week, and kind of did that same approach that I mentioned earlier. Kind of took it one week at a time. Hey, here's the plan for this week. Let's rehab this week. Hey, let's try to get you on the practice field this week. And so I think that communication with him helped, where he kind of knew what was going on with me, and I kind of knew sort of where he stood on things, and I think that helped throughout this process.
Peyton, you've proved to be a great NFL historian. What's the history or the significance of Manning Brady 17?
Oh, I don't know. I know that, it's been, I guess, three different teams. I've always kind of given the boring answer. It was it's the Colts versus the Patriots, and now it's the Broncos versus the Patriots. But all I can say about, Tom Brady is that he plays the position the way it's supposed to be played. He's extremely talented. He's a very hard worker. very competitive guy, and he just plays the position the right way. And when you do that, there's a reason you play for a long time and you play well for a long time. So there's been a lot of different players that have played in all, 16 of those games. And so, but as the quarterback, it's been a great honor and privilege, to have competed against him that many times over the course of, the past, 16, 17 years, that he and I have been in the league together.
To follow up on that, you've talked a lot in the past about the fraternity of quarterbacks. We always look at it as Brady versus Manning. Is there a kinship there, a friendship there, or is that overstating?
Well, no, I mean, Tom and I obviously have played against each other over the years, and, I've had a chance to spend, some time, not a great deal, but some time in the off season at a Pro Bowl or some type of event that brought us together. And like I said, I've just got great respect for the way he plays the position and the way he takes care of himself physically and always answers the bell every single season, every single week. So there's definitely high respect, from me, and I've appreciated some of the things that he said about me as well. Oh, like I said, Tom's always been supportive of me, and I've tried to be the same, for him.
Peyton, after all this time and after all these big events, you still get butterflies or a little bit more amped up either during the week or before the game?
Well, sure. I think it's normal and it's natural. I think if you didn't have those, it probably would mean that you didn't care that much or didn't care about the outcome. So I think it's healthy to be excited and have a lot of enthusiasm and have some juice in you. And that's what Coach Kubiak has encouraged us to have this week. And I think it's important that we bring that to the practice field and certainly bring that to the playing field on Sunday.
Peyton, you've seen some crazy playoff games already this year. You've been involved in a lot of them. How much do you think luck, just plain luck, factors into the postseason?
I've had coaches tell me, hey, if you work hard enough, the breaks are going to come your way, and so I kind of tend to believe that you keep working hard, you keep believing, and tip balls will come your way, or maybe it'll even out at some point. Obviously, in the Pittsburgh game, the fumbled punt that turned into a touchback, which I didn't know that was even possible. That didn't seem very lucky, right? But if you just keep working hard and keep doing kind of what your coaches tell you, eventually you can kind of earn the breaks, to go your way. So I believe in that. That's not always going to stand up to be 100% true, but that's kind of how certainly how I've approached it.
Hey, I was just curious. You hear a lot about Coach Kubiak's character and sort of his work ethic and showing up to the office at 5 a.m. even after he had the stroke. How has your relationship with him developed, and what did you find out about him? Maybe some things you had in common with him, I guess.
Well, it's our first year together, and kind of like all of the new players, aside from the guys that have played with him in Houston and Baltimore, all of us have tried to get to know him and understand his philosophies and his principles and kind of how he wants us to play. And so I've enjoyed getting to know him, and it's certainly been a different season with some of the things that have occurred with the injuries and whatnot. But he has been extremely consistent and steady in his demeanor and his preparation and certainly his work ethic. Like you said, the time that he gets here in the morning to prepare, I have a lot of respect for that.
Peyton, how tough was it in the regular season to watch that Patriots game, just on television, not being able to watch it?
I was talking to DeMarcus today, and neither of us played in that game, and we were both in the equipment room watching the game. And well, DeMarcus is a big time second guesser. He's a big time. What are we calling Wade? Wrap up Vaughn, wrap up Malik. I really enjoyed his commentary during the game, but he and I were smiling before the team meeting that it would be nice to be out onto the actual playing field this time around, as opposed to in that equipment room where you're watching it on TV in mute, you know, so you don't have to hear all the analysis. The hot dogs aren't bad in there, I'll say that, but I much prefer to be on the playing field. I know he does as well, and I know a lot of guys. I think TJ and Sylvester were injured in that game early, and so I think everybody's excited to be out there on the playing field come Sunday playing in this game.
Peyton, just a follow-up on the matchup versus Tom Brady. I know you've been asked a lot about it, but when you hear someone say that it's kind of comparable to the Bird-Magic Johnson rivalry from the old days of the NBA, does that kind of put it in significance maybe a little bit more for you?
It's probably an uncomfortable scenario for me to – or it's an uncomfortable comparison for me to comment on. You know, obviously I grew up a huge – Larry Bird and Magic Johnson fan, and you know, had some of those old posters with Larry and Magic in their very short shorts. I like I said, I've felt very fortunate to have played 18 years like I have, and I know how hard I've worked to play this long, and so when I look across, you know, at the New England Patriots and see Tom Brady's their quarterback, I just know how hard he's worked as well. And to play as well as he has over the course of his career with the success that he's had and their team's success, I just, you know, I have a lot of respect for him. And it's he's earned that respect. He and Bill Belichick have earned all the respect and all the accolades that they get.
Peyton, were you Magic
or Bird? Why would I answer that question? I mean, that's
Peyton, does the success of the running game, and when Gary can point to 9 of the 10 times you've gone over 100 yards as a team, yeah, you've won the game, does that help take maybe a little bit of – alleviate some of the pressure that is normally on a quarterback?
Well, sure. I think in the playoffs everybody has to do their part, and everybody has to, you know, play their role. And this team has won as a team all year with everybody doing their part, making a critical play at a critical time. It hasn't always been all three units playing outstanding throughout the entire game, but at some point in the critical drive in the fourth quarter or on a goal line stand, you know, somebody on defense, somebody on offense or on special teams has stepped up and made a play. And that's kind of what's gotten us to this point, and that's what you have to have, certainly in the postseason. And for any chance for us to have to play against these guys, you know, all three phases have to play a role and do their job.
Final question, Artie.
Peyton, a couple years ago in this game, you brought this record-breaking offense and all right, these records to the table. This year it's your defense you've relied on a lot. Is either way, is this more satisfying, more pressurized for you this year?
Well, it's a tremendous opportunity, and I think it's hard to make comparisons to previous seasons, especially this year. This has been one of the most unique seasons I've ever been a part of. But kind of like I mentioned earlier, this team has gotten here because everybody has done their part. Everybody on the roster. We've had injuries. We've lost some great leaders like David Bruton, and you know, lost Ryan Clady early in the season, and overcome that type of adversity. So no matter how you get here, it's an exciting opportunity, and it's certainly not one that you take for granted. To play in the AFC Championship is a real honor, and I think our team realizes that. I know I certainly do.
Okay, thank you,
thank you guys.